SRN News, I'm John Scott. The sound of an air raid siren in Israel. Iran has fired dozens of missiles into Israel. No immediate reports of casualties in Israel as the country ordered residents to head to bomb shelters. Earlier in the day, Israel warned people to evacuate communities in southern Lebanon to avoid harm from limited ground operations it said were launched against Hezbollah. A statement from the White House is expected shortly. In another war zone, an apparent Russian artillery strike has hit a market in the southern Ukraine city of Kherson, killing at least six people and wounding three others. Striking union dock workers chant, "Automation hurts the nation." On the picket line at the port of Houston in Texas, that strike is affecting some 36 ports. However, there are reports of progress being made in the latest negotiations. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. job openings are rising as the labor market remains sturdy.
The Labor Department reported that employers posted 8 million job vacancies in August. That's up over 1.5 million from July. Economists had expected openings to be virtually unchanged. Layoffs fell in August, but the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in the labor market, slid in August. Job openings have come down steadily since peaking in March 2022, but they remain above where they stood before the coronavirus pandemic hit the American economy in early 2020. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Stocks have been trading lower, the Dow dropping 32 points now, the NASDAQ Composite 214 in the red. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges by U.S. News and World Report each year since 2013. This is SRN News. Tonight's vice presidential debate could feature some sharp exchanges. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Governor Tim Walz made national headlines by calling the Republican ticket weird. Senator J.D. Vance has repeatedly labeled his Democratic rivals as extreme liberals. After criticizing each other from afar, the two VP nominees will face each other for 90 minutes on the debate stage. Tonight's face-off comes 5 weeks before Election Day and with polls showing a neck-and-neck race. Greg Clugston, New York.
The Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel are offering a simulcast of tonight's CBS News vice presidential debate. Former President Jimmy Carter reaching his 100th birthday. It's the first time an American president has lived a full century. It marks a milestone in a life that took the son of a Depression-era farmer all the way to the White House. More details at SRNnews.com.